Good starting field position for Sean O'Malley. The freshman from Beverly Hills goes empty on first and 10 from his own 40. Trips left, two to the right. O'Malley, who was on his backside, will shift three position players, one to either side, one behind him. A triangle formation for the quarterback. Three down linemen for the Bison. They send five on the blitz. Handoff up the gut. A pretty good run for Mrazek, and he gets a five-yard carry.
And Mrazek able to get that done. Normally you'll see him on the receiving end of things, but able to get that done. Gain of five. Second down and five now with 12:15 to play in this third quarter. And really you're just looking for a few of those to set the pace for this offense.
We saw a nice run from Selwyn Simpson late in that first half. It's second and five from the 45 for Lafayette. Moving left to right. Shotgun snap. Handoff for Emil. Stutters and he's drilled. Just shy of midfield, he got hit hard by Joe Loro, who was not buying the fake. And he leaves him about 2 yards shy of the first down. Actually, it's third and three coming up.
CJ Emil, talk about his usage thus far today. Not really one of the primary backs for the Lafayette Leopards, but their lack of running success probably prompted them to put the speedster Emil into the mix today. And he's taken advantage on multiple occasions, that time not able to gain much of anything, and now they're faced with third and three.
Lafayette trying to get to midfield. Third and three from their own 47. Ball spotted middle of the field. Chenoweth, the motion man, lines up off left tackle. There's the handoff. Emil gets across the line of scrimmage, and he's into the open field. Near sideline 30, and he's out of bounds. Longest play of the day for the Leopards. After the daylight closed up, Emil found his way through. And he's just outside the red zone. What a carry.
And he gains what looks like 23 yards right there for the Lafayette Leopards. CJ Emil, we're talking about his usage. That burst of speed, once he gets into the open, he can make all sorts of things happen. That's a positive play, real positive play, as they spot at the 29 for Lafayette. Just to get the vibe going the right way. Maybe they could get a couple more positive plays, punch it in the end zone.
24 yards on the run for Emil, his longest carry of the season. Lafayette has it now, first and 10 from the Bucknell 29. Bunch tight end to the right. Wadsworth in motion to the left side. Two receivers out that way. Handoff for Emil, why not? Running left, outside the hashes. Takes a bump, and he's brought down after a gain of about 2.5, maybe 3. Might as well keep feeding the hot hand. To put it in perspective, Emil, 24 yards on that run prior. He came in 18 carries, 22 yards in total coming into this game today. So that's a positive development. And he did pick up 3 yards, in fact, on that last handoff. He was brought down by Brandon Benson, the freshman from Virginia. 9 tackles last week in the win against Cornell. Lafayette, 2nd and 7 from the Bucknell 26. Single back set. Handoff up the middle. Selwyn Simpson running left. He's got a blocker. Simpson dives across the 10, and he's down inside the 9-yard line. That's a gain of 17. Selwyn Simpson moving the chains for the Leopards. And it's the first and goal in this ball game with 9:42 left in the third. Lafayette just 7 yards away from the end zone, trying to tie this game at 7.
Kept talking about how it's a one-score game, and Lafayette just needed a little bit of life, and they're only down 7. Here they are, 7 yards to go. They've converted on 68% of their red zone opportunities this season.
First and goal from the 7, move in right, trips to the right. And Simpson, the sidecar to the right of the quarterback, O'Malley. He's up the middle, he's hit, he's twisted around, an awkward tackle. And he's driven back after gaining the 5-yard line. Three Bison defenders there to meet him. But he did pick up a couple of yards, 2nd and goal from the 5 coming up.
The offensive line has looked a little bit more impressive so far on this drive, so far in the second half, but maybe that's because they're not dropping back Sean O'Malley. They're simply riding this running game, and they've been able to create a few good holes and some explosive runs to set them up now 5 yards away.
2nd and goal from the 5, similar formation. Simpson to the right of O'Malley in the gun. It's Palumbo back in motion to the right on the right side. Stacked up there with Mrazek. Screen pass caught by Palumbo, gets by the defender, and he's brought down at the 2. A touchdown saving tackle by Drew Newcomb, who had that pick 6 in the first quarter. I thought Palumbo had a chance to get to the end zone, but now it goes to 3rd and goal from the 2.
Palumbo is sniffing his second touchdown of the year right there. Saw all that maroon in the end zone and was trying to reach the ball ahead, but a good job by Newcomb, the first half hero, to get in there, drag him down, and now a big stand opportunity for Bucknell to potentially hold them to three.
Offset eye to the left. Simpson, the deep back. O'Malley over center. Handoff. Simpson going left. Simpson with a stiff arm. He's got the edge. Touchdown. First one of the year for Lafayette on the ground. And they're finally on the scoreboard, an extra point shy of tying this game.